Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
414 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. The weekend is here almost. You can go ahead and smile about that. Thanks a lot for having us on. Let's go ahead and jump into three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
The Pensacola Beach Gateway sign will not become a reality after all. This week, state funding for the project was removed from the 2025-2026 budget. Lawmakers will now refocus on traffic issues, improving access to Pensacola Beach, and lay the groundwork for a more efficient future without compromising the unique character of the area.
And the second of your top three stories this afternoon, scams have surfaced at the Florida Lottery. Scammers are calling people to claim they won prizes, and those calls are fake. The lottery does not do that ever. They never call. The bottom line is this. Scammers want your money and personal info. Floridians were scammed out of more than $1 billion last year. That's up from $874 million the year before that. If you get a call, just hang up.
Okay, here's your third story. The future of the General Chappie James Jr. Memorial is in trouble. A June 30th deadline with the city of Pensacola requires the Memorial Foundation to disclose financial statements on project funding on Thursday. The city says they have not received those documents and are prepared to terminate the agreement. The estimated cost of the project is rising in July 2020. The cost was $500,000. 2 years later, $1 million, and now the Memorial Plaza is estimated to cost $2.3 million. 415. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Looking at the maps here, we do have some backups on Sorrento Road if you're traveling southbound towards Gulf Beach Highway, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some on I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound passing Pine Forest Road. Outside of that, your worst looking spot would have to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, sitting at around 89 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. This weekend, going to have rain chances lingering around. Highs for both days sitting right at or just above 90 degrees. And last but not least, this history of the Blue Angels brought to you by Calverton the Heights.
In the early years, the Blue Angels included a routine that used all four Bearcats in pursuit of an enemy Japanese Zero. This enemy aircraft was actually a training plane, the North American SNJ-5 Texan, painted bright yellow with a red Japanese rising sun on the fuselage and wings. The maneuver, called a thatch weave, in which the Bearcats would chase the Mach Zero, was a reenactment of an actual combat routine used in the Pacific Campaign. This tactic spelled doom for enemy aircraft over Guadalcanal, where it was first conceived and practiced. The early U.S. fighter planes of World War II were slow and unmaneuverable compared to the Japanese Zeros. By weaving back and forth in rapid succession, the American pilots caused the Japanese pilots to overshoot and often find themselves vulnerable to a shootdown by the American planes because the weaving action never allowed the Zero to target one American plane without exposing itself to the guns of the other. In the Blue Angels routine, this aerial dogfight would awe the spectators and then leave them stunned at what happened next. The Blue Angels would toy with the Zero for a while and then send it down smoking and out of control. The pilot of the Zero would eject, parachute safely, and be taken prisoner by a detachment of Marines on the ground. Meanwhile, the Zero would crash into the ground just out of the view of the crowd. Of course, the parachutist was an 80-pound dummy, the smoke was simulated, and the crash was an illusion. The Zero would simply swoop low across the horizon and fly away and out of sight. But that didn't stop would-be rescuers from mounting a search. It was not unusual for police, ambulance, and fire departments in the community to respond to frantic calls from citizens who saw the pilot eject and the plane go down. This despite the fact that the appropriate departments were notified in advance of the routine. This crowd pleaser was performed through their 1949 season. I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
The Blue Angels go to war, and this time, it's for real. In the next episode of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, what a great afternoon this is to figure out what's going on nationally. A frightening incident in Ohio as a Jewish Republican congressman claims a man waving a Palestinian flag tried to run him down on the road on Thursday. Ted Linder has the story.
That is a two-decade high. Why is this happening? My personal opinion is because we can. The gig economy is made possible by our smartphones, right? Everything's on an app. And also so many people work from home. Mm-hmm. They have the freedom. But there is also nervousness about a potential recession. Workers are making sure they have enough money put aside for if that happens, for that rainy day. But in general, isn't this just smart financial advice? Especially for young workers. Hey, Gen Z, you're not lazy after all, right?
Max Miller is calling the incident a blatant act of anti-Semitic violence. In a video posted to social media, the Ohio lawmaker described the driver shouting death to Israel and threats against him and his family. The encounter happened in Rocky River just outside Cleveland. Miller, a former Marine, has filed a report with Capitol Police and local authorities. Democratic leaders have condemned the attack, calling it part of a disturbing rise in political violence across the country. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And extreme heat and humidity is impacting more than 200 million Americans. Extreme heat watches, warnings, and advisories are already in effect for the parts of the Southwest, Rockies, Plains, Upper Midwest, and Northeast. States like Nebraska, Colorado, South Dakota, and Iowa could see new temperature records at some point today.
Okay, a number of Jewish and pro-Israel Democrats are reacting to the conflict between Iran and Israel and what role they think the U.S. should be playing. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said depending on what the U.S. does here, Iran could target U.S. troops in the Middle East or even activate a cell here in the U.S. But
we have to neuter Iran. They cannot, that serpent head cannot be able to rise up and strike again.
Washington Congressman Adam Smith argued
Iran is weakened. This is an opportunity to drag them to the table and get a deal.
New York Congressman Richie Torres said the evidence Iran was about to have a nuclear weapon is overwhelming.
There's no greater act of self-defense than to defend your people from an existential nuclear threat, and the United States has a role to play.
They all spoke on a Zoom call hosted by the Jewish Democratic Council of America. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And President Trump says Europe won't bring an end to the Iran-Israeli conflict. Speaking from New Jersey today, he threw cold water on the meeting between Iran's foreign minister and top diplomats from Britain, France, and Germany in Geneva. He added that the hopes, that he hopes people come to their senses soon.
This is interesting for Starbucks. Starbucks, of course not known for its Republican or conservative stances, is finding common grounds. That's the operative word. Not ground. Grounds, as in coffee grounds, with the Trump administration. I thought I'd explain that to you. Tom Rigotti has more on the story.
The leader of Starbucks has agreed to further align its menu with the administration's Make America Healthy Again initiative. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says in a post on X that he met with Starbucks CEO Brian Nickel on Tuesday. Kennedy says he was pleased to learn that Starbucks food and beverages already avoid artificial dyes, flavors, sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup, and other additives. Starbucks says the meeting with Kennedy was productive. Kennedy has taken issue with various food ingredients, saying that products such as seed oil and FD&C color additives are harmful to humans. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed amid geopolitical tensions and as price pressure concerns weigh on investors after the Fed kept its benchmark interest rate unchanged and warned that inflation could pick up. However, today, Fed Governor Christopher Waller said that he doesn't expect tariffs to boost inflation significantly, so policymakers should be looking to lower interest rates as early as next month. Tech stocks and chip makers were the worst performers, weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ, while energy and consumer staples gained. And Tesla stock was up slightly. It was the last trading day before the EV maker's expected robo-taxi launch in Austin, Texas. The Dow winners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amazon, and McDonald's. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still got some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also have had a lot if you're traveling southbound on Sorrento Road. This is as you're approaching the intersection with Gulf Beach Highway. No confirmation of an accident or anything. If there was one, it was from a while back and it's still causing issues. Our last notable spot is going to be I-10, traveling eastbound. This is right as you're getting off of Pine Forest Road, getting onto I-10 East, traveling in the direction of Highway 29. Got some very lengthy backups, not too severe, luckily. As for the weather, 89 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs sitting at around or just above 90 degrees, and there are going to be rain chances of about 40% on both days.
I'd like to welcome you to the first days of summer. It's in effect right now. Today,
thanks for having me.
Yep, today marks the longest stretch of daylight in 2025. And the first day of what's already looking to be a real hot summer season. Here's Jeff Manasso.
The first day of summer is when the sun stays out the longest. It's happening today with the sun at its northernmost point with around 15 hours of sunlight, according to the Farmer's Almanac, for the northern half of the globe, officially kicking off the summer solstice with pools and beaches likely in high demand as a heat wave moves in this weekend into next week for millions of Americans across the country, including triple-digit temperatures expected, along with heat warnings across the East Coast's I-95 corridor. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Vice President J.D. Vance visiting L.A. amid ongoing opposition to President Trump's immigration enforcement. He'll reportedly tour a multi-agency federal joint operations center and a federal mobile command center. The vice president's office says that he was going to deliver brief remarks after meeting with leadership and Marines, and it's unclear if any state or city leaders will be meeting with him.
Okay, after all of the protests about Doge trying to straighten things over at USAID, saying, oh, this is wrong. Well, some facts are starting to come out now, and I wanted to share them with you this afternoon. Four people today have been pleading guilty to a scheme involving USAID. Mike Emanuel has more for us. He's in Chicago this afternoon.
According to the Justice Department, USAID official Roderick Watson sold his influence starting back in 2013. Contractors Walter Barnes and Daryl Britt funneled payoffs through subcontractor Paul Young to hide their tracks. It doesn't end there. Barnes's company, working in conjunction with another firm, kept receiving federal funds, $5,000 for human resources consulting late last year, and then later, after suing the government, a contract worth up to $800 million. Matthew R. Gagliotti, head of the Justice Department's criminal division saying, quote, their scheme violated the public trust by corrupting the federal government's procurement process.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, we got a couple, or we got time for a couple of state stories for you here. A man accused of walking into an Islamic school in Cooper City with a hatchet. Yeah, that's one of our Florida stories for you. The scene unfolded Thursday afternoon at Neural Islam Academy. Broward County Sheriff's officials say that Ryan Newburn was lying face down on the floor and talking to himself. He was arrested and charged with possessing a weapon on school property, and officials did not say whether Newburn intended to harm anyone.
428 News Radio 92.3. Here's a real positive story to share with you today. Another flight filled with Americans fleeing the Israeli-Iran war has arrived in Florida. Dana Marie McNichol over at Tampa International this afternoon.
There was such a sense of relief, a lot of hugging and smiling as that second chartered flight landed here in Tampa. Passengers described the 75-hour travel journey to safety as emotional and stressful. Now, as the airspace closed in Israel, Americans scrambled to find a way home, and Florida quickly coordinated efforts for evacuation. And the nonprofit Grable Rescue, they were the boots on the ground in Israel. Most of Americans rescued included high schoolers on their birthright trip, college students studying in Israel, and families on vacation who found themselves in a war zone.
Okay, unfortunately, we'll probably be talking about the substance of this next story throughout the summertime. I hope not. Well, today, a Florida man has been charged with leaving his toddler son in a hot car to die while he went in a bar to drink. Gary Baumgarten has this story.
Cops say 33-year-old Scott Allen Gardner left his 18-month-old son Sebastian inside his sweltering truck for more than 3 hours while he got a haircut and then drinks in Ormond Beach, Florida. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office says the outside temperature reached 92 degrees. The medical examiner says the baby's body temperature reached 111. Gardner is charged with manslaughter and child neglect. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll take a look and leap into some sports activity I'm sure you'll find interesting. Thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A disagreement between President Trump and a member of his cabinet on whether Iran has the components needed to make a nuclear weapon. When asked today about Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard saying there's no evidence to support that, the president answered,
"She's wrong."
The president speaking to reporters after Air Force One landed in Morristown, New Jersey. Trump says he'll decide within 2 weeks whether to order U.S. military action against Iran. Meanwhile, more U.S. military assets are headed to the Middle East. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports.
The USS Nimitz aircraft carrier strike group will arrive in the Middle East. That is significant because they have additional EA-18 Growler electronic warfare planes on board needed for any B-2 strike on Iran.
Defense officials say the B-2 has the capability to carry bunker-busting bombs needed to strike the underground Iran Fordow nuclear facility. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
I'll return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, well, the Pensacola Beach Gateway sign will not become a reality after all. This week, state funding for the project was removed from the 2025-26 budget. Lawmakers will now refocus on traffic issues, improve access to Pensacola Beach, and lay the groundwork for a more efficient future without compromising the unique character of the area.
Okay, the second story we're looking at today, scams surfacing at the Florida Lottery. Scammers are calling people to claim they won prizes. Now, these calls are fake. The lottery does not do that. Ever. The bottom line is this. Here it is. Scammers want your money and your personal information. Just remember that. Floridians were scammed out of more than $1 billion in 2024. That was up from $874 million in 2023. If you get the call, just hang up.
Absolutely. And your third and final top story this afternoon, the future of the General Daniel Chappie James Memorial is in trouble. A June 30th deadline with the city of Pensacola requires the Memorial Foundation to disclose financial statements on project funding. On Thursday, the city says they have not received those documents and are prepared to terminate the agreement. The estimated cost of the project is rising. In July of 2020, the cost was $500,000. 2 years later, $1 million. And now the Memorial Plaza is estimated to cost $2.3 million.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Austin, I want to add on to that story there because we heard from the Chappie James Foundation president, Cedric Alexander. Now, he says everybody still wants that memorial to open up.
It will terminate at the end of this month on June 30th. However, the foundation believes the current stewardship agreement, of course, which is needed by our county commissioners in order for, you know, to meet certain legal requirements. Mm-hmm. We're going to go forward and they're going to go forward with the release of funds for the project.
Okay, costs for the memorial have skyrocketed since the first initial put this thing to paper. It started out at $500,000. Cost now topping $2.3 million.
Tough gig.
And it's sad because it should be a great memorial.
You're absolutely right. And Escambia County will be moving forward with a $5.2 million project to improve the Galvez boat ramp in Perdido Key. The project will include new and larger spaces and more dock space. County Administrator Wes Moreno says that they'll perform as much of the work as possible in the boating off season.
Yeah, it's very, very, very interesting. Some of these stories coming down today. As a matter of fact, FHP investigating a fatal hit-and-run incident after a pedestrian was killed. This happened at 4 o'clock this morning. Troopers responded to the intersection of East 9 Mile Road and University Parkway, where they found an unidentified man who had been struck by a white SUV. Hey, listen, if you have any information regarding this incident, FHP wants to hear from you. Dial asterisk or star 347. And let me kind of give you an update real quick here, Austin, on the FHP work at another incident later today. It was started a little bit after 11, okay. So around between 11 and 12. They've been working this fatal crash on Lillian Highway. It was near Bauer Road. According to FHP troopers, cables were down in the area. They're still working in some parts. We looked on the road, and you saw some backups on certain sections of that road. So I'm not quite sure if this is because of maybe the cables being down, or they're just conducting that part of the information. By the way, if you're heading across the bridge today, an alternate route might be a pretty good idea to consider just to save yourself some money. By the way, an investigation is ongoing.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Halliburton finds a spot, launches, and hits long three-pointer from Halliburton. Siakam falling away, puts it in, and
at the buzzer.
On ABC, dominant first half of Game 6 of the NBA Finals last night in Indianapolis for the home team. The Pacers, who missed the first 8 shots against the Thunder, built a 3-point lead after one quarter and were up 22 points at halftime after Pascal Siakam nailed a shot at the buzzer. Then, to close the third quarter,
O'Connell whips it out. Toppin tries again. Batted Nimhard. Shepard just gets it off. It's good! It's good! At the buzzer!
On ABC, Ben Shepard's shot to close the third quarter gave the Pacers a 30-point lead over the Thunder entering the final 12 minutes. OKC outscored Indiana in the fourth, 31-18, but the Thunder still lost by 17 points, 108-91. This means whoever wins Sunday's game in Oklahoma City will be the NBA champions.
You know, you got to control the controllables and let the cards fall where they may. You know, it's a one-game series now, and, man, we believe. You know, we got a lot of faith in this group. So take care of our bodies, get ready, and Game 7 NBA Finals, what more can you ask for?
Tyrese Halliburton with ABC after he scored 14 points playing with a strained calf muscle. He'll have a couple of days off before having to play Game 7 Sunday night. The Pacers were led by Obi Toppin. He scored 20 points off the bench. Pascal Siakam had 16 points and 13 rebounds. Oklahoma City was led by Shea Gilgeous-Alexander with 20 points. The Thunder, with a perfect 6-0 record in playoff games this year, immediately following a loss. Soccer, United States men's national team advanced to the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup with a 1-0 win over Saudi Arabia. Next game in the group stage, Sunday against Haiti. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
39 News Radio 92.3. The Los Angeles Dodgers claiming this afternoon that ICE made an appearance at Dodgers Stadium on Thursday. The folks over at ICE said, there another people were over there. Christina Coleman reports from La La Land.
The Dodgers posted on X, quote, "This morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lot. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization, but ICE responded by saying, false. We were never there." And DHS stated this had nothing to do with the Dodgers. CBP vehicles were in the stadium parking lot very briefly, unrelated to any operation or enforcement. The LA Times reports federal agents gathered near the stadium to conduct a briefing, according to a LAPD source.
And a small change is coming to the college football playoff. According to Action Network, player availability reports will be required in each stage of the playoff tournament. The tweak was partially made due to the increase in sports betting and the need to cut down on inside information.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, U.S. health officials are planning to issue new guidelines for moderate drinking. This probably put a smile on some folks' face. Kelly Sabrini has more on the story.
Moderate drinking has been linked to several health risks. The Surgeon General noted earlier this year that alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in our country after tobacco and obesity. And a CDC report released last year said the number of deaths due to alcohol climbed 29% between 2016 and 2021. Now, our Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has stayed silent on alcohol, but he has restructured his department to eliminate the group behind the report. Terry Cunningham, the board president for the Alcohol Justice Group, says this will make America have an alcohol use disorder.
And experts are urging a wider use of weight loss drugs. The American College of Cardiology says we should use GLP-1 drugs earlier and not require patients to first try healthier lifestyle changes. In major trials, these drugs have been shown to reduce cardiovascular events, improve heart failure symptoms, and help manage fatty liver disease. But it's not as easy as it sounds. There are barriers that include limited insurance coverage, high out-of-pocket costs, and supply shortages.
Let me go ahead and put on my recycling cap here this afternoon. Bans of plastic bags appear to be helping the environment, according to a new study. Lisa LaSera has an explanation.
The study, published in the journal Science, looked at data from thousands of shoreline cleanups across the U.S., finding areas that tried to cut down on plastic bag use either by banning plastic bags or charging for them saw the number of bags ending up on shorelines fall by at least 25% compared to areas that did nothing. The study also found bans or charging for bags work better at the state level rather than the local level and had a bigger impact in places that had a larger litter problem. But the researchers warn overall, more plastic bags are being found across the U.S. There's just not as many in places that decided to take action. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And the deadline to renew Medicaid benefits is approaching. A renewal process hasn't occurred since the global COVID-19 shutdown. That prompted state health officials to remind parents about the critical deadline that is set for June 30th.
Okay, definitely, they are not what travelers want to bring home from their travelers. I want to make sure I got that succinctly correct today.
All right.
These U.S. cities where bed bugs are most likely to be found. We're talking about bed bugs here. Very, very serious. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Pest control company Terminix finds Philadelphia for the second straight year ranks highest among cities where bed bugs are found. New York, Cleveland, and Akron, Ohio, L.A., and Dallas-Fort Worth round out the top five. Factors that contribute to the infestations can include humid climate, housing trends, and location. Cities that are travel hubs are often where bedbugs can be found. Travelers are urged to inspect hotel rooms and mattresses when you check in. If you do find them, clothes dryers and garment steamers at their hottest settings can kill the bugs and their eggs. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
It happened to me one time down at Disney in Orlando.
Really?
Got in late, like a 2 o'clock arrival, you know. Got in there and saw something moving in the bed.
Ooh, yikes.
That was enough. I packed up. Went somewhere else. Okay, some tips to deal with this hot weather this summer. You're going to like this one. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the first official day of summer, and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has some health tips for the hot weather. First, protect your skin, wearing at least SPF 30 sunscreen and reapplying it every 2 hours. Also, stay hydrated, drinking water regularly, especially when it's hot outside, while also avoiding sugary drinks. Instead, choosing water or natural fruit-infused beverages. And stay active. You can enjoy low-impact activities like swimming, walking, and biking. But listen to your body. Take breaks and rest when needed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, 4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have some on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87. Be on the lookout for that. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather on a local scale, 89 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Going to have rainfall chances of 40% on both Saturday and Sunday. Highs for both days sitting right at or just above 90 degrees.
Okay, there's your local snapshot. Let me just take you to a national level here. A heat dome is settling over much of the U.S. for the first few days of summer. And Fox Weather says it's ready to bake more than 30 states in extreme temps, especially if you're in the Midwest, Central U.S., and Northeast. Doesn't that about cover the whole country?
Just about.
Did I miss something there? I guess the far west, probably. Jill Nato has the report.
Dangerous, potentially record-breaking temperatures are expected across much of the country. New York City's forecast to hit triple digits this coming week, and Mayor Eric Adams says...
People don't realize hot weather is one of the most deadly weather-related issues, health issues here in the city.
In Salt Lake City, Utah, pediatrician Jennifer Brenton warns you have to look out for the kids, since heat-related illnesses in children may be harder to spot than in adults.
If they're not sweating, if they seem more sleepy or more irritable, those are all signs that they need to get cooled off quickly.
The high temps should start to ease by next Wednesday for most of the U.S. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street today, with the Dow gaining 35 points, the S&P 500 dropped 13, and the NASDAQ lost nearly 100. Darden Restaurants today beating Wall Street's earnings and revenue estimates. The parent to Olive Garden also predicting solid growth for fiscal 2026. Darden reporting fiscal fourth quarter net income of $303.8 million. Shares are currently up slightly in after-hours trading. Reuters reports Tesla's first China grid-scale battery storage station using its Megapack batteries will in fact be located in Shanghai. The deal represents a more than $556 million investment. The Agriculture Department says Fresh Rounds grilled chicken fettuccine Alfredo products sold at Walmart and Kroger have been recalled due to possible listeria contamination. That's your money now.
News Radio 92.3, it is 4:48 Friday afternoon. Go ahead and put a big smile on your face for that one. Major insurers dealing with a possible data breach. You're not going to want to hear this one. Jenny Casola has more on the report on Aflac.
Aflac is dealing with a cybersecurity incident on its U.S. network caused by a sophisticated cybercrime group it did not name. The incident was identified June 12th. It was able to stop the intrusion within hours and has third-party cybersecurity experts investigating. Aflac says a review is in its early stages. It's unclear yet the total number of individuals affected, though the hackers potentially had access to personal information of customers, including social security numbers and health-related details. Aflac offers accident and pet insurance plans. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And speaking of hacking and breaches and stuff of that sort, around 16 billion passwords are reportedly compromised after one of the largest data breaches ever. According to Cyber News, logins to social media, VPNs, and user accounts for companies like Apple and Google have been left exposed. The passwords are often put up for sale on the dark web and can be used for identity theft, fraud, and blackmail. The data watchdog said it's been monitoring the exposed passwords since the start of this year.
Okay, there is a new study out today on an increasing popular type of work arrangement. Lillian Wu has more on the findings.
Almost 40% of remote workers admit using technology to look busy when they're not, according to a new LendingTree survey, which reveals some workers say they're using software hacks or digital tools to appear like they're remaining productive. A higher rate of men, 44%, versus women, 32%, say they do this. The online survey of 2,000 people, finding more than half say they've generated extra income while working remotely for their main job. 69% admit to doing household chores. 74% of those with younger kids say they care for them while trying to work, but 52% also report working more hours than expected. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court rejecting a request to speed up a challenge to tariffs implemented by the White House. This means the Trump administration has a 30-day window to file a response to the challenge, which came from two toy makers. The companies argue the International Emergency Economic Powers Act doesn't give President Trump the authority to place duties on products from China. On Tuesday, the companies asked the High Court to expedite consideration of their challenge to skip going through a federal appeals court.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. This is an interesting story I want you to think about. New legislation could soon make the U.S. dollar a bigger currency. Lauren Simonetti has more on it.
President Trump directing the House to move lightning fast to pass stablecoin legislation after the Senate did so with support from 18 Democrats in a 68-30 vote Tuesday night. The clock is ticking to get a bill on his desk by August. Stablecoins are cryptos pegged to assets like the dollar or gold. White House crypto and AI czar David Sacks says they're like digital dollars.
Citizens of other countries can decide that they would rather transact in dollars as opposed to their local currencies. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw countries all over the world dollarize from the bottom up.
The more difficult task for lawmakers is the market structure legislation. The Senate holding a hearing on that Tuesday. Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 4:52 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take one last quick break before we return with some pop culture notes in just a couple minutes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this beautiful Friday afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-626-9692. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-626-9692. That's 800-626-9692. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 News Radio 92.3. A touch of Phil Collins for you this afternoon, heading into the weekend. It's almost here. Just a few
What's
minutes.
Better than that?
Nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to argue with that at all. You can play as much Phil Collins as you want to this afternoon. Hey, afternoon, everybody. Thanks for dropping in with us. We do appreciate it. Afternoon sliding by here. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, looking at the road. Well, golly, where are my manners at? This traffic and weather update brought to you by Progressive Insurance can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. So in short, a lot of things. You can bundle today at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, looking at the roads here, we do have some backup still. If you're traveling westbound, coming over highway or on Highway 90, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, that's one of our usual spots. Same can be said for I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spot's going to be 9 Mile Road. Look out for that if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. We got a wave of backups lingering over there. As for the weather, 89 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. This weekend, going to have 40% chances of showers on both your Saturday and Sunday, and both days are going to be pretty warm too, with highs sitting at just around 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, before you start freaking out about the percentages of rain there,
it's too late.
Pop-up showers is what we're going to deal with, of course, just like we did last week. If you remember last weekend, same type of scenario. And we had the pop-up showers, and you got in plenty of sunshine, and all the families had a good time. Hey, it's going to be a great weekend. Right. Go ahead and smile. Today, first day of summer. Can you feel it? Of course
yes.
You can. Of course. Also, today marks the 50th anniversary of the release of the Oscar-winning film Jaws. Tanya J. Powers has more.
5 decades ago, two notes played on a tuba became shorthand for an apex predator in one of the most iconic movies of all time. Jaws, based on the 1974 bestseller by Peter Benchley, is the story of a great white shark that terrorizes a New England town. It also spawned one of the most quoted movie lines.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Starring Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss, it became a summer 1975 blockbuster and one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
He's circling the boat for us.
Want to go back in the water again? A big screen re-release of Jaws is set for August 29th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And comedian and actor Cheech Marin is being honored with his own day, proclaimed at L.A. City Hall. The L.A. native is well known for being half of the famed comedic duo Cheech and Chong, and for TV and... What's up?
Yeah, Dave's not here, man.
And for TV and film work like 1987's Born in East L.A., where his American character is mistakenly deported to Mexico, City Council member Hugo Soto Martinez calls Marin a cultural icon whose work has inspired generations on screen, in music, and through his unwavering commitment to the arts.
And he's thrown some parties, let me tell you. Okay, will the city with the most aggressive drivers be sharing roads with autonomous vehicles? Eben Brown has more on this story on News Radio 92.3.
Waymo, the self-driving car company owned by Google parent Alphabet, is making a return to the streets of New York City. They've applied for a new permit to test the vehicles in the infamous gridlock of Manhattan, but until they get the permit they seek, they'll have human drivers behind the wheels. They last had their vehicles in New York City in 2021 for manual driving and data collection, but New York state law doesn't yet allow for operating autonomous vehicles with no person in the driver's seat. Waymo hopes to get that law changed. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Boston Calling Music Festival will not be held next year. In a statement released earlier today, organizers said the festival will take a short break, but no reason was given. Organizers said the festival will return in June of 2027. This year's event featured acts like Luke Combs, Megan Maroney, Fall Out Boy, Avril Lavigne, and Dave Matthews Band. The first edition of the festival was held all the way back in 2013.
Yeah, it'd have been a great lineup.
Yeah, it's pretty star-studded there.
It really is. Hey, Meta and Oakley, you know the sunglass people?
Yeah.
Have collaborated on creating a pair of glasses with new AI capabilities.
Ooh.
Let's talk about Buck Rogers technology here. Madison Allworth has more.
These Oakley Meta Smart Glasses, they're very similar to the Ray-Ban Meta Glasses, and they can take videos and pictures, and they're embedded with Meta AI. The glasses also offer things like live translation. Someone can speak to you in Spanish, Italian, or French, and then the glasses translate it into English in your ear in near real time. They also have live AI. That's a 30-minute session where the wearer can interact seamlessly with Meta's AI. These glasses follow in the footsteps of the Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses. The tech company sold 2 million pairs of those glasses over 2023 and 24.
All right, I think I'd like to see a pair of those things.
Yeah.
Pretty neat stuff.
Anything technological around the eyes can be dangerous for obvious reasons.
All right. Americans are projected to set a travel record this year while celebrating the nation's birthday. AAA releasing its Independent Day travel forecast, saying 72.2 million people will travel at least 50 miles from Saturday to, that's the 28th, to Sunday the 6th. 60 million will drive, 50.8, or 5.8 will fly, 4.7 million we'll use other forms. Hey, come back in 12 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.